Good morning. As Ben indicated, our sharing time, I think, can be considered a sacred space. This is the time in which we share about what is happening in our lives. And this sharing is built on the relationships that we have in this congregation, the trust that exists when a group of people gather regularly and share some of the most difficult things, but also some of the most joyous things in their lives. We do this each week. And so I'll open our sharing time by asking our mic persons to prepare. There are mics on each side of the auditorium. If you're have something to share, please raise your hand. Share your name with us, remind us who you are, and speak loudly into the mic. We did have some, hopefully both mics are working this week. We had some issues last week, but speak loudly and let us know what your sharing is.
Three things, so I'll try to be very brief. Leah Witzig in the sanctuary. I intended during sharing to stand up and say, I'm so sick and tired about seeing political ads and hearing argumentative discussions, and it's just like, I am so done with this. Can't we get to November 5th? And then, Ben, you bring this wonderful sermon. So I don't have to and complain. Number two, I had a grandchild have a very serious accident last week that ended up with jaw surgery. The jaw was broken and dislocated, and the child has plates screwed into the top and bottom of their mouth, but being a real mensch and carrying on. So if you'll pray for that child's healing. And then third, glimpses of the divine. Out of the blue this past week, the CNA that took care of my mother the 6 months she was in hospice reached out to me and just said, hey, I want to know how you're doing. What's going on? And her name was Jordan, but my mother could never remember that. Mom was deep in dementia, so Mom would call her the name of the river that my mother had grown up on. She'd call her Hudson. And Jordan was very gracious about being called Hudson. But she'd come in 3 or 4 times a week and gently bathe my mother and dress her and get her a mug of coffee, saying, you know, I just can't get going in the morning unless I have my coffee. And after my mother passed, she was there maybe an hour later and bathed her and got her ready to go to the funeral home. And the tears fell while she did this last act of care, and I thanked her so deeply for doing that. And she said, I loved your mother. She was such a character, just like you.
Doug Yoder, mine's kind of long too. First of all, just a little humor. Vaughn and I decided to mix up our Sunday morning worship service and move to this side of the congregation. And it's pretty good, it's good. So the other thing is, I had a wonderful time, a joy for Ken Littweiler at the game last night. I got to bed at 1 o'clock, so I'm pretty tired, but a short story, he was sitting beside someone. He had his Illinois stuff on, I had my Penn State stuff on. And this fella, who was swearing a lot beside him, but in a nice way, asking where he was from and stuff, but he used a word every other word was a swear word. Well, Ken told me later that, because he got up and left at one point, and Ken said that he asked where we had met, and Ken said, well, at church. And the guy left like 5 minutes later, went to sit somewhere else. I don't know if it was because of that. huge concerns, of course. Ben brought up the rainbow and all that. It was good questions, Ben. You know, of all the people experiencing such devastating biblical proportion flooding and surge along the Florida coast, flooding inland, Vonda's sister and brother-in-law, they were one of 4 homes along the bay where they had their house that had only water in the garage. All the other homes had 4 feet of water in them. So they did not expect that kind of surge. Along Tampa Bay, there's just, you know, tons of sand, you know, with cars stuck that had been brought in. Our son Kyle and his friend Bethany had stayed at a hotel Thursday into Friday, in Asheville because they were afraid of trees falling on our house. The trees did not fall. Many trees in their neighborhood came down, big trees. But they went home, but they have no, they got cell phone. We've heard from them once a day. They have like 700 cell phone towers down. And there's only one way out to Greenville. They're gonna try to go to Wilmington maybe today. If they can get out, the gas stations are closed because they don't have electricity for gas. No water, any of that stuff. And then there's John and Betsy who were here, you know, part of our congregation and have been on Zoom over the years. They had water in their basement. Of course, they can't get it out because you can't, there's no electricity. A tree fell in her car and totaled it. There's just, you know, communities just in the valleys of Asheville just completely gone. And, you know, we were there just last week, walking along French Broad River, the Arts District, went into a couple of those galleries. Beautiful Sunday morning. So I'm not even sure, you know, how to pray for all that stuff, but I guess you offer prayer, but you feel helpless, as in any situation that you can't do anything about, whether that's the illness or this type of thing. But thanks for letting me share, and we'll ask for prayers.
I'm Karen Rath, and I wanted to ask for prayers for, to start with, I have a young friend from the church I went to for a few years. One of the things about going to a church that's not a peace church is that sometimes people enlist in the military. This wasn't something that I ever had to go through worrying about UMC young people, but a young man that I got to know since he was a senior in high school decided during his freshman year of college that that wasn't for him and he wanted to join the Navy. So he is now deployed in a nuclear sub. His parents aren't sure where, but the Middle East is a good likelihood. And all over this country and all over many other countries, parents and other loved ones are thinking about their young people going to serve in these wars. And so I'm specifically in my heart, because I know him, is asking for prayers for Darielle, but I also ask for prayers for all the others who are directly in the battle.
My mom's name is Addie, and she's a very private person, so she has asked me not to share about this, but she's just completed a course of chemotherapy for lymphoma, and even though it's a pretty treatable form of cancer, it's not responding, and she's really declining quickly, so I've been respectful of her wishes for privacy, but I think she needs all of your prayers now, so please pray for her. Thank you.
Okay. Join me in prayer. Gracious and loving God, we do this exercise each week of sharing because you were the great example to us through the stories told in Genesis of relationships and the importance of relationships. We've heard this morning a variety of challenges and situations. We pray especially for Leah's granddaughter, the pain and suffering and the challenges of healing. We ask especially that you be beside her in the coming days and weeks as she experiences life as changed through this accident. We rejoice in human relationships at the end of life, that there are people like Jordan who are willing to be called Hudson, but who serve others in deep and meaningful ways at the end of their lives. We pray especially for those in our country who have been affected by weather, Hurricane Helene and its aftermath. We ask in particular that you be with Kyle and Bethany and John and Betsy and Arnie and Lynette as they experience these impacts in different ways. We also pray for our leaders as they seek ways in which to solve the problems created by the storm, that you remember all of the first responders and people who are still working to find people and save them. We join Karen in praying for the health and safety of those who have chosen to serve, who are now deployed around the world, their families and loved ones not knowing necessarily where they are or if they are in harm's way. We ask that you comfort both them, the sailors and soldiers, as well as their families. We pray especially for Micah's mother, Addie, as she faces chemotherapy and its aftermath, and the challenges of chemotherapy that isn't working. Pray that you be with her in a special way through this journey, that you calm her mind and open her heart to your healing, that the doctors and nurses who are caring for her Lord, as we close our sharing time, be with each of us in the coming week. Help us to consider relationships, both inside of the church and outside of the church, and opportunities for us to share your good news, to share your stories, and to bridge divides, whether they're political or theological or just personality divides. We ask, Lord, that you challenge each one of us in the coming week to open our hearts to hear the other side, to think about dialogue and agreeing to disagree in ways that uphold your kingdom and your kingdom goals. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.